I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it will be allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors verified Monday that Iran breached the 3.67% limit set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. Uranium enriched to 5% is sufficient to produce fuel for nuclear power plants, but still far below the 90% needed for building a nuclear weapon. The announcement comes hours after Iran's Nuclear Energy Agency said it had passed the limits. President Trump is cutting off Britain's ambassador to Washington after leaked diplomatic cables revealed the ambassador, Kim Derrick, reported back to London that Mr. Trump was inept, insecure, and incompetent, and his administration was uniquely dysfunctional. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The cables published show Kim Derrick calling the administration dysfunctional and inept.
I don't share the ambassador's assessment.
On top of diplomatic fallout, British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is worried about the leak itself, saying Derrick has the right to make a frank assessment.
It's very important that our diplomats all over the world continue to be able to do so.
It says there will be consequences for whomever leaked the cables. In the meantime, President Trump fired back at Derrick.
We're not big fans of that man, and he has not served the UK well.
Her office says Prime Minister Theresa May has full faith in the ambassador. Sagar Magani at the White House.
After several weeks of controversy and large angry street protests, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says legislation that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China is dead. And announcing that decision during a news conference to embattle Lam conceded the public still had lingering doubts about the government's sincerity. This is VOA News.